normal child, not like the other children in the village she had grown up with. Her childhood had always been filled with nightmares of monsters and terror lurking around every corner, monsters that preyed upon her very soul, with a goal to take it from her at the merest touch, and would, if not for the medallion. The shadows that dodged from every corner of the room were not mere afternoon shadows. No. Victoria had always known the truth of what they were. But with darkness also comes light. For Victoria also had the magic that surrounded her. There were the fairies that had made a home with her and made a habit of prancing around her mother's garden. But also Stella, the unicorn, always trying to masquerade as an ordinary horse and just as proud as any prize-winning stallion. By far the worst nuisances were the pixies, as they were constantly tying her hair in knots as she slept. Just the thought of it made Victoria raise her hand up to rub the tender scalp. She looked down at her feet, thinking of the small house elves, elves that had a compulsion to polish her shoes, almost to the point of wearing holes in them. No wonder her mother had become angry so often when Victoria would go barefoot, claiming she could not find her shoes. Victoria sighed. Then there was Madeline, her over-obnoxious little sister. All of these creatures, including Madeline, drove Victoria to the point of near insanity. Her mother had always complained that she had too much of an imagination for any child. To her, her daughter's imagination was something of the devil's doing. It wasn't enough her mother thought she was crazy, but had also insisted that she wear a charm to protect and keep her safe. It was more of a medallion, actually. It was a pretty piece that she wore around her neck, held by a small linked metal chain. She really didn't mind wearing it. It was about the nicest thing she had owned since her father had died. Since then, her mother had worked very hard to keep food on the table for Victoria and her sister, taking any odd job her mother could find, from sewing to house cleaning. Although her father was no longer with them, she missed him dearly. It was through him that Victoria began to see all of the magical creatures around her. Her father really did love to spin a tale. So well, in fact, his stories had actually seemed to come to life. At the time, she loved being surrounded by all of the fae tale creatures, even was thankful for it when she had lost her father. It was like still having a part of him with her. And then they showed up. Banshees, reapers, and shadow people. Those were not part of her father's stories. Those were the creation of her nightmares. And now, here she was, sitting out in the quiet of the night, seeking that calmness to ease her fears after yet another nightmare. As Victoria clutched at the medallion around her neck, she was thankful for the peace it gave her. Just touching the charm seemed to ward off all of the evil beings of her dreams. She never dared to take it off. She surely felt her nightmares would be freed upon her if she failed to wear the charm. By the time Victoria finally crawled back in through her bedroom window, she was chilled to the bone. Not from fear, but from cold. Her teeth had already set into a loud chatter. Happy to see her bed, Victoria crawled into it, snuggling under the covers. Waiting for the cold to pass, she glanced over at her little sister, who was fast asleep. Victoria grimaced and wrinkled her nose. Even asleep, her little sister still annoyed her. With her sister's loud, bearish snoring, Mama would never hear her sneaking out of her window at night, let alone thunder if it clapped in the night sky. Thinking about throwing a pillow at her sister, Victoria thought better of it, deciding the snoring was easier to put up with than her sister's constant blathering. Somehow, maybe sensing her disgruntled mood, Madeline rolled over and quiet once more returned to the room. Victoria stretched under the blankets, the warmth finally restored to her body. She yawned, let her heavy eyelids close, and drifted.